Right here, right now. Guess what we have tonight for you? A very, very, very special guest. Lemmy Von Motorhead, Mr. Rock and Roll himself.
No, not.
Oh, you're not. Hi, sweetie. We got a little program starter for you. I'd like you to kind of get an earful of this. This is something that's a little overdue for you. There's some hellos and hey-hays.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Lemmy, what's happening there, man? We're going to start this show, Lemmy. Can we be with you in just a minute? We're going to get some callers in at 247-KFNX. That's 5369. 247-5369. If you're outside the Phoenix area, 877-433-5369. 877-433-5369.
Julia, the queen of clubs, and something wicked.
Motherfucking plaint. He is a former college student, recently kicked out of school due to the lack of money. He's accused of the defendant for selling him $2,500 worth of Bama weed. Now this is the defendant, T-Bone. That's my nigga. He said he don't sell no Bama shit, and I should know, because I done smoked with him many a time. He's countersuing for $2,500 for business slander and a motherfucking ass whooping. Yo, my name is Silk Butter. All this shit you hear is real. Real niggas do real shit. And this is the new bullshit.
Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car.
Too pretty to stay inside.
It's too windy to play outside.
So what can we do on a day like this?
Well, if you promise to be real good and not kick all the paint off, I'll take you riding in the car.
Hey, we're going to have a moment with Motorhead. So all you Lemmy fans, get down in front of your Lemmy altar. And we'll get on with this in just a minute. We have Lemmy's least favorite song, Ace of Spades, right here. Have you seen the video, Johnny? Have you seen the Ace of Spades video?
Yes, I have, and I happen to know that Lemmy absolutely hates this song. That's why he opens up every show with it, so everybody will stop saying, Ace of Spades, Ace of Spades.
Hey, Johnny, here's your chance to talk to Lemmy, because he's getting his tape right after this show. So go ahead and say it, Johnny D.
Hey, Lemmy's God.
No, God's taller. Okay, Ace of Spades, here we go.
Put me in here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
tonight, Flint and the Beast Campbell. Mr. Campbell. On the drums, the best drummer in the world, Mickey D.
On my left, your right, Mr. Rock and Roll himself, the loudest fucking musician in the world, Mr. Kilmister!
Thank you. Hamburg, you made me glad to be in rock and roll. I thank you.
Now get our Motorhead albums out.
Hurry.
We gotta read about them. What time is it there, Lily?
It's 6:28 in the morning, man.
Wow.
I know, Chester.
You been hanging out at the Viper Room or somewhere?
No, I was up at the Rainbow.
Oh, the Rainbow.
Wow.
The Rainbow in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one in London, too. Used to go there.
Yeah. Well, let me, we don't want to keep you up, but have you just finished a show? You come off a show last night?
No, I was just out slumming at the Rainbow, you know.
Slumming at the Rainbow, yeah.
When Lemmy of Motorhead walks in, does everybody go, hey, it's Lemmy of Motorhead?
Well, the manager does, because I know him, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you're walking through an airport, do you get stopped a lot and mugged a lot?
It's part of the game, isn't it? I mean, that's what you sign up for if you want to become famous.
That's right. Yeah. So when you become
famous and you try your life to become famous, don't bitch when you are, you know this.
Right.
Right, yeah.
When are you coming to Texas, Lemmy?
I hope you're coming soon, because I like Texas.
All right, Lemmy, thank you for calling up, and do you know who had you call in this morning?
Yeah, Julia.
Julia.
Oh, Julia, yeah.
Julia.
Your friend Julia.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Hey, can we get you to stand by, maybe do an ID for us or something like that?
Sure.
Thanks, Lemmy.
Slumming at the Rainbow.
Slumming at the Rainbow with young Julia. Hello?
Hello. Is it a better time now?
Who's that?
Julia.
Hello, Julia.
Hi.
What's going on?
So I'm just getting ready to go on the air this weekend for another guest spot.
Right.
But then in 2 weeks, a week from this weekend, I'm going to actually have the show.
Yeah.
And I want to interview you sometime between now and then.
When is it?
It's on April 9th.
Oh, plenty of time then.
Yeah.
I've been doing interviews all day.
I know. Actually, what I'd like you to say, if you'll do it right now, is say something to the effect of, this is Lemmy from Motorhead and you're slumming at the Rainbow.
What? Slumming
at the Rainbow. You said that on that KLBJ interview about 3 years ago, and it was funny.
Funny.
Slumming at the Rainbow.
It's not that funny.
Huh?
It's not that funny. It's vaguely amusing. It's not funny.
Well, it works with my show.
Oh.
It works for me.
Alright. What do you want me to say?
Whatever you want to say, but basically the section of the show with the hardcore music is Slumming at the Rainbow.
Alright.
Since I met you at the Rainbow.
Yeah, that's true.
Fine.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready.
Hello, boys and girls. Lemmy here from Motorhead on the electric telephone. And you're listening to Slumming at the Rainbow with young Julia, the Looney.
Ready?
Hello, boys and girls. Lemmy here from Motorhead on the electric telephone. And you're listening to Slumming at the Rainbow with young Julia, the Looney.
Ready?
Hey, Lemmy. Lemmy. We are out there tonight, guys. Are we on the air? Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Lemmy. Lemmy, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
Good deal. Now, we've got some several callers. Why don't you tell everybody what you're up to these days, Lemmy?
I'm doing an album of Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly numbers.
Uh-huh.
Slim Jim of the Stray Cats.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, I got something in the mail today from the wrestling. I didn't know you were a wrestling fan.
I'm not.
You're not? They look like you.
I'm to do the track, you know.
Yeah. Well, we got some callers on the hold. Who should we take up first is the question.
Take the girls.
Pick the girls. Okay, Andrea. Let's go with Andrea first. Hey, Andrea, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
She's Music Makers Monthly, Lemmy. She's been following you for a while now here.
Hello, Lemmy. How are you?
So far, so good. Like I say, you know, you never can tell.
Yeah.
Tell them where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Houston, Texas, but I'm looking to move out to Ventura, California.
Oh, we're coming to Texas at the end of the month.
At the end of the month.
Yeah, they're going to play this time, I believe.
In September. Oh.
So when are you going to Phoenix?
Don't know yet.
We have a whole bunch of girls waiting to lick Lemmy.
Sure you do.
Hey, we got a surprise caller on the phone. We couldn't quite get exactly what we thought. Are we going to pull him up now? This is Mike Weber.
Hey, Lemmy, what are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Lemmy, I can hardly hear you.
I know. Speak up.
We got the phone from across the street from each other, practically. This is the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Sunset Boulevard.
This is it. Lemmy's our favorite guy here at the Rainbow.
Keeps you guys in business, I bet.
Oh, he keeps us more in business. You better believe it. He's the number one celebrity here at the Rainbow. Lemmy's got longevity, man. He rocks.
Yes, he does.
He rocks.
He rolls, too.
He's the best. Who's moving to Ventura, California?
Well, I am if I could.
I live in Ventura, California.
Is that Stacy? Zero? Were you talking about that?
I'm moving to either Santa Monica or San Diego, but I can head out to where you're talking about.
I thought
about.
I heard somebody say Ventura.
Ventura sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
I can be there in a moment. Give me a couple minutes here to get on an airplane.
I was wondering what happened to Lemmy. I haven't seen him around in a few days yet.
I couldn't come up tonight because I have to do this interview, see?
See, calling in. He's calling in his drinks.
Well, we like that.
They do
Daniels.
Delivery there, don't they?
And I was wondering, now I have to cancel a case of Jack Daniels this week.
Oh, he'll be up there in about an hour. I know Lemmy. He's heading out the door now. He's looking at it right now.
All right.
So who all's up there at the Rainbow tonight that we can get on the line to mess with Lemmy?
Well, tonight's kind of what you call slow and steady here after the holiday. We're kind of mellowing out. Everybody partied heavy duty the last 3-4 days, so tonight's kind of a mellow night.
Everybody but me, I'm sure.
Everybody but you. What station are you with?
We're KFNX. We're 1100 AM in Phoenix.
All right.
Now, anybody out there who wants to call toll-free is 877-433-5369.
All right.
Now, we do have some other people on hold, but Mike.
Please stay on the line, Mike.
Stay with us, yeah.
Please. We want to hear from you more. So
well,
please.
I got to get back to work, too, here tonight.
No, don't work too hard, though, Mike.
Hey,
come on.
Eileen.
Hi.
Eileen, the waitress that waits on Lemmy all the time.
Is she what's up, Eileen?
For 25 years.
Yeah? And after he's been drinking a few healings.
She's a fox, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Hi, Eileen. Come on up,
girl. Oh, I got to get her. She's running around the place here.
Yeah?
Ask Lemmy if he knows Eileen.
Oh.
Hi, Eileen.
Well, wait. Eileen's not here
yet. Oh, Mike, just pretend.
She's running around.
It's radio. Just pretend you're Eileen. Come on, let's get some voices in here.
I don't think I can make the voice of Eileen.
So where's Mario tonight?
Mario is off tonight. He doesn't work on Tuesday.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Does he work all the other nights?
Yep. Every night, up to Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, he's off.
I like to describe him as the guy that stands at the back.
You know who's here? Hal Stone.
Okay. Let me fill us in. Who's
Come
that?
Come on.
Are you there, Lemmy?
Yeah, right.
I don't know what they're doing over there, but...
I was just listening to you two, you know.
Al Stone's world-famous. World-famous.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lemmy, you had a joke for me the other day. Why don't you go ahead and share that with our listeners? We got some other people on hold here. Let's just leave them on hold. We'll ignore them now, and we'll give it them later.
All right, let me have Hal say hello.
Okay.
God, this is exciting.
Woo! It's almost like being there.
I know.
Lemmy. Hello?
Hello.
Lemmy is the greatest person that comes in the Rainbow. His
wow.
Fans.
Are you there, Lemmy?
No, he's not here. Who's this?
This is Julia, the Queen of Clubs. You're on the show called Something Wicked in Phoenix right now, AM radio.
Are you on the radio
yeah,
now?
Yeah, say whatever you want. Nobody's listening. You know, it's AM.
How are you?
I'm better now that I'm here.
Are you on the air now?
Yes, we are.
We're having a great time.
Very, very good. Now, what are you doing on the air? It's your show?
We're gonna have a good show here tonight.
I'm on. Okay, right on.
You should
on
be
the
talking
ball.
To my partner.
Who's your partner?
Jackie Stallone, Sylvester's mother.
Is she there?
No, but she comes to here.
See, she should have known this was going on tonight.
Is she a big woman as far as muscle bound?
She's in the Inquirer right now. Big story on her.
Wow.
Oh, in that case, maybe not. Inquiring minds don't really want to know what I'm up to.
There's nobody here of rock and roll note right now, but... It will get busy. It's slow and steady, and they will come in.
Yeah? So what happened to Eileen?
Eileen is here. Do you know her?
Lemmy, you know Eileen?
Oh, yeah.
What do you order from Eileen usually?
What do I order? Pizza.
Not you. Lemmy.
Oh, what is it? Hold on.
Lemmy, go ahead and place your order while we're here. Who we got on hold?
Oh, Eileen's behind the bar right now.
John.
We got Kim here, and we got a young lady here from the Orient.
Hey, we're going to bring John up. He's on hold right now. I think he's got some questions for Mr.
Lemmy. Is Lemmy on the show now?
Lemmy's here.
Yeah, Lemmy's there.
Lemmy's a badass motherfucker.
Can I tell you something?
Sorry about the language.
I'm not going to tell anybody he's a faggot.
Well, how do you know? Personal experience? We've got John here on the line.
Yeah, and Lemmy's on the line.
Hey, Lemmy.
We miss Lemmy at the Rainbow.
Well, he'll be up there in a minute.
What do you mean up there? He's not here.
He's at home across the street.
Oh, you're not.
Why don't you guys stand
on
the porch and you guys can wave at each other practically?
My God, no biz like show biz. Art LeBeau is here. Art LeBeau is a famous disc jockey here in town, but he's not here right now.
Oh, I was going to say, I met him about 10 years ago. And Ron Jeremy, we want to thank Lemmy for getting Ron Jeremy going to happen.
Did you feature in one of his movies?
Yeah, the one where I was dressed.
Oh, my God.
And I wasn't getting laid. That one.
How do you like that? Oh, you talk dirty. Okay, so you're going to hang up, I guess, right, hon?
Well, we're going to put Eileen on.
As soon as Eileen's here.
Yeah. Hey, John, what do you want to ask Lemmy?
Hey. Hey, Lemmy.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, I saw you play with Sabbath in Houston, and I know you know Ozzy and all that, so...
Right.
So, what do you think of this reunion thing with them?
I went to see them at the Forum in LA. I thought they were really good.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
So what's the deal with you guys? Are you and Ozzy allowed to talk to each other, or are you not allowed to play together anymore?
Who? Me and Ozzy?
Yeah.
What do you mean we're not allowed to? He's going to stop us.
He's going to what?
He's going to stop us.
He's going to stop you? What do you mean?
Who is that?
Talking to Ozzy.
Oh, well, you know. Powers that be.
Man, there's too many people on these phones, you know.
Okay, well, we'll hang up on everybody but you. How's that sound? What do you want to talk about, Lemmy? What's your new project?
I was trying to talk to John, see?
Oh, sorry. Is John still there? We hung up on him.
John.
Hey, John, call back. 569. That's my home number. Don't call there. 247-5369. 247-5369.
Well, we've got Lemmy here on the line from Motorhead, and we're very thrilled to have him here.
Yes.
Because this man is a symbol of icon, if you know what I mean, in the music industry. This man knows what up. I saw this man back in 84 on a video on London Calling MTV, a little Christmas special, and ever since then I've been a fan, and I'm very fortunate to have him here this evening on the show. Thank you, Lemmy.
Thank you.
So, Lemmy, who would win in a wrestling match?
Who?
What? You or God?
Oh, I don't know. God, probably. He's got more people with him.
I don't know about all that. Oh. I'm not sure.
A Catholic Church is a pretty good organization. There's more of them than there is cops.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, but you can get a pizza quicker than you can get a car.
That's true.
So, what song is your favorite song of your own? If you had, I mean, we introed the show with Johnny Duct Tape, who said that you obviously don't even like Ace of Spades because you're burned out on it. Is that true?
Well, I started liking it again now.
Oh, did you? Good, good. Well, I figured I'd start the show with it just so people in the studio here wouldn't start yelling, Ace of Spades! But what's your new favorite song of yours?
I don't know, you know, it changes from day to day.
Yeah?
I mean, there's so many of them, you know, I mean, there's 20 albums in there, you know, I mean, it's difficult to pick one.
Okay, I talked to somebody on the net today, Samad. He, I think he runs the...
Yeah, Samad, yeah.
Samad, he said to, something about the Shishkin.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about that, because I was trying to download a little bit of that, but you know how it goes.
The band from Berlin, they've been around about, 7 years?
Uh-huh.
And they're really good. You should go and get their records. They're available, you know what I mean?
Sure, well, I just heard about them today.
Yeah.
Now, how did you guys manage to not get the .com? Somebody beat you to it, huh?
Not get what?
Instead of Motorhead.com, you're iMotorhead.com. In fact, I've got a site I put up for you. I don't know, you said yourself you didn't have a computer at your house.
Well, I don't have a computer.
Yeah, so just for everybody else, we've got http://home.bscene.com/friends/lemmy. Huh?
It's rather involved.
I know, these addresses are a nightmare.
facebook.com/friends/Lemmy_Motorhead. Anybody who wants to call 602-440-4001, I'll give you the real address again in a while. So what was that joke you told me the other day about the guy who got killed at work? Go ahead and tell us a joke here.
All right, that's not good enough.
Okay, tell us the better one.
All right. What's 12 inches long and white?
I'm not sure.
Nothing.
There you go. Hey, just remember, there's a difference between having a big one and being a big one.
Right.
So who holds up there at the Rainbow these days? I know that since I've been there, I'm sure a lot of the people have faded away or checked into the never to return.
The basket weaving hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Rubber Mountain. Now, I'm not sure what happened to our system. We had some people on hold here. Did the callers get off there? We had some people bumped, didn't we? So, we have homegirl over there, Stacey Z-Girl. She was a fan of mine, Lemmy, and she decided one day that she was going to come back here and talk me into doing a live show. Now, up till now, I'd been doing, like, Ron Jeremy interviews and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Where's he these days? Have you seen him lately? Is he up there? Because I hadn't been able to get in touch with him here in town lately.
Well, he's not there in town.
Oh, okay, that's why. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did put a song on here today about the Wendy O. Williams. Why don't you tell me about your involvement with her? I know she was a good friend of yours.
Well, we did a single together, Stand By Your Man, you know, the Sammy Winnett song.
Mm-hmm.
One time ago, was it 1982?
Now that, my friend, is a hell of a cover to do. Yeah. I can't hardly picture you guys doing that particular cover.
You haven't heard it, no?
Uh-uh. No, in fact, believe it or not, I don't hardly listen to the radio, Lemmy.
You won't hear it.
No, it probably is. Well, then we should get it on the radio.
Well, right, you should, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I have a cartoon that came from the Illustrated Man. Now, the Illustrated Man is a guy that, Lemmy, he was a bad boy. Something about a drug-crazed armed robbery spree has now got him locked down, I guess, forever. But he sent a cartoon today with a little tombstone. It says, tuned in, turned on, dropped out, dropped in, worked out, saved up, dropped dead. Is that pretty much the epitome of it there? Hey, Z-Girl, what are we doing?
I don't know.
We don't know what we're doing up here, huh?
Nah.
Well, let's do a little bit of a outbound here. Okay, Lemmy, let's prank some people. What do you think?
That's right.
Well, the system up here just lost all of our hold callers.
Right.
Last week they did the same thing. We had Skunk Record Bands on a couple of weeks ago. And it was just amazing how many people could actually be bumped off the air. Now, Andrea had called earlier. She was calling from Texas.
Right, Houston.
Yeah, she does Music Makers Monthly magazine. Okay, so we got somebody here?
Mark.
We got our easy Mark here.
Mark.
Talk to Mark.
Hey, Stacy. Thanks for telling me about the show. I would hate to have to miss it. Lemmy's God. I heard rumor that you have cornflakes and vodka for breakfast. I was wondering what kind of vodka you prefer.
No, I drink whiskey now.
Whiskey? Jack Daniels only?
Oatmeal and whiskey now.
Oatmeal and whiskey. Jack Daniels?
Well, I don't mind. Mrs. Marcus.
Are you guys, is there going to be a possibility of seeing you live in Phoenix sometime?
Okay, yeah. Well, we're coming down to Texas, so that's closer than we are now, so maybe we'll get over there.
I hope so.
Okay.
You're one of the few people that I haven't seen live that I have to before I die to complete my life.
Well, he's home right now. Let's just go over there. Luckily, we're 6 hours away, Lemmy. You don't have to worry too much about that. Mark is a huge fan,
though. If I was in the room, I might walk across the street and take you up on that offer.
Hey, so Lemmy, why don't you describe your perfect woman?
Yeah, please do, Lemmy. We'd like to know, because we don't know.
Willing is a good start.
Hello?
Hello?
What is your perfect woman, Lemmy? Can you tell us that?
Is that your phone?
What's that?
That's your phone. If you want to make a call.
If we want to make a call, we want you to describe what the Lick Lemmy winner looks like.
You should put the phone down, one of your phones down. Stop that woman talking.
Well, we can hear you, baby. Can you not hear?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fixed. So, Lemmy, why don't you go ahead and describe to us what the perfect woman in your house, bed, life...
A blind, deaf, dumb, blind nymphomaniac who owns a liquor store.
No teeth, 4 foot tall, flat head, so you can rest your beer on top,
yeah,
right?
You can rest your six-pack on
here, sir. Right.
I'm behind it 100%.
I'm a little too tall for that category, though.
Oh, dear.
Oh, darn.
Well, me,
I'm way too tall for that category.
Right?
I'd say so.
I could always reach up.
We're going to give Stacy away as a door prize tonight.
That's true.
247 KFNX. So, when do you think that your next tour might come through Phoenix? Because I know that Texas, I know you like. Why do you like Texas so much anyway? I just left there. What's up with that?
I had a good time in Texas several times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Which one? I mean, like, wasn't it a little warm for you? A little humid?
I don't stay in where the air conditioning is, yeah. I just like the people then.
Oh, well, see, the problem with Texas is not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Yeah, we've all heard that one.
Well, I think these people have gotten their brains fried, and they've also gotten that inbreeding situation where, I don't know, I don't know. It's scary.
Okay, we have a caller on line 6, 7, 8, 9.
Talk to Lemmy. Go for it.
Lemmy.
Yeah.
Hey, do you ever miss the days of Hawkwind?
No, not really. I'm quite busy, you know.
That's true. Have you ever seen Julia's friend?
No.
She's got big knockers.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I
think you might
knockers
like her.
Now.
So is Julia left on the show.
Not who's this talking here? Protection.
Look who's talking. Well, Lemmy, I guess that's it. You have to now see Stacy's knockers. What's the best way for us to
But Lemmy's never even seen them, so I don't even know what to say about that.
Well,
there's two of them, you know.
Yeah, right. So you should treat them with equal respect.
Yeah, we were thinking about coming to L.A., but unfortunately we haven't found the way to get there yet. I don't think the Astral Travel Agency is going to quite let us float off there.
It's mostly kind of bus and airplane and train, Jerry.
Yeah, hitchhike. Well, Lane, Andrew, what happened to your uncle? We're going to bring Andrew up here.
Andrew's got some stuff to say tonight.
Yes.
Hello. Nothing. I don't know. He's supposed to show up. I don't know what happened.
Well, we don't want him to show up. We want him to call up.
I can get him on the phone.
Let's call. Let's start calling out, man.
All right, hold on.
I
told you, Lemmy,
man.
Nobody's listening. See? Just say whatever the hell you want.
Lemmy, we are so fortunate to have you here tonight.
I know.
And we're heading to L.A., actually, so we
soon
are
we
looking
get off
forward
the air.
To... Yeah.
Hey,
actually,
Lemmy, I got something for you.
Be there. Oh,
hey, Lemmy,
here.
You know,
listen to this.
I know it was really stupid of me to ask you about your experience teching for Jimi Hendrix, and I know I'm just a little bit behind the schedule, but I did wear my shirt, so if we can do it here, we're going to try to...
an actual t-shirt that speaks and sings. That's so low volume.
You have to see, it's my t-shirt. That's what's impressive.
Yeah.
So tell us some stories about the old days with him.
What about him?
Well, I mean, besides the fact that my t-shirt's still playing, What was that like? I mean, did you realize when you were working with him what a legend he'd be?
Well, he already was.
Yeah, he already was. How old were you then?
I don't know. I was 67, maybe, 22.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this. I always bill you as the guy who everybody else used to open up for. Who all used to open up for you?
Aerosmith opened up for Hawkwind once.
Okay, Aerosmith opened up for Hawkwind.
Rush.
Rush, okay, yeah, Rush was one of the ones I mentioned.
Who else? Let me think. Status Quo.
Mm-hmm.
Mahogany Rush.
Status Quo? They never changed, did they?
Well, they never came to America much.
Oh, okay. Well, but, I heard that, let's see, who else? Like, Black Sabbath, did they open up for you once?
No.
No, okay.
Ozzy did, though.
Ozzy did. Now, do you like him better drunk or sober?
Depends on the occasion.
Whether he's drunk or sober, huh?
No, it depends whether you can get away with being drunk at a function or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it was killing him anyway, so I'll probably prefer him wipe it out, you know?
Right. Well, did you know that there's a 45-minute interview backstage at the House of Blues,
and it's on the website that you can, I guess, download from the official Black Sabbath website.
If I had a computer.
Right. Well, I'm talking to nobody, I guess, besides me and you at this point, but the South Park guys interview Black Sabbath, and when they asked him who their music was, Lemmy, Ozzy likes to listen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to listen to their stuff.
I know, that's why I kind of put a little combination thereof, a little bit of both of it. Now, we have people on the line. I'm not sure. I'm in a different room. So who do we got here? Let's pull somebody up. Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going, Lemmy?
Can you hear each other?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim, what can we do for you this evening?
I was just wondering what Lemmy thinks of the internet and MP3 files.
I don't know what the free file thing is, but yeah. I'm not sure about the internet. I think it's just I think it was promoted by the FBI.
Really, it's Big Brother all over again.
Aye.
The only difference is George Orwell never knew we'd put our cameras on our computers and take pictures of ourselves.
Yeah, right, but all the same, you know.
Yeah.
They're making bust you for it.
Right, I know. I'm paranoid enough. Thanks without adding.
Well, you
know. So, Tim, where are you calling from?
Phoenix.
Yeah, are you a big Motorhead fan?
Big Motorhead fan.
Are you? How big are you?
12
inches in white? So what's your favorite song, Tim?
Off his latest album, my favorite song is Cradle of the Grave.
Oh,
yeah.
And what's the name of your latest album, let me just so everybody knows?
Everything Rises and Everyone Else.
I don't have the latest one, but I was listening to Iron Fist the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I like that.
Well, we had the copy of Motorhead doing the cover of Metallica,
yeah,
Inner Sandman. That's a bad little lick you did there, Lemmy.
Let me play it. It's Motorhead. It's just me and Zebrahead.
Is it you and Zebrahead? Now, Tom Tompa from Singerman Entertainment over there with Todd and Alex,
yeah.
They want to do a Zebrahead show.
Let you play the record.
Yeah. Not tonight. They wouldn't let me interfere with your night tonight.
I said, why don't you play the track?
From the Metallica? The Inner Sandman?
From me and Zebrahead, yeah.
Okay, let's see. The wrestling one. It's a white cover. You guys chat for a minute. Tim.
Yes.
Say something profound and deep.
I don't know if I got much of that.
It's getting deeper in here, you know.
Lemmy.
Yeah.
What do you think of Phil's son's band?
Huh?
You're... Todd Campbell's band.
Todd Campbell's dad?
No, his band.
Oh, Todd Campbell, he's good, yeah, they're good.
I haven't heard their stuff yet, I just...
Yeah, right, they supported us on a couple of shows, on a couple of British tours.
And you guys are touring soon?
Yeah.
Are you guys coming back here?
Where are you?
In Phoenix.
No, I hope so, because we're going to Texas.
Well, it's on the way. I-10 goes straight through Phoenix. I used to wonder who the hell fell off the wagon here.
Yeah, but we start in New Orleans, you know.
Everything starts and ends in New Orleans.
No, it doesn't.
Now, what is this with Psycho Squad? I heard you talk about Phil there for a second there.
Right.
That was kind of an interesting little blurb I got off your website, but I wasn't quite sure who to talk to, how to hear him.
So it's a Phil Campbell, I'll send you a CD.
Yeah, Lemmy, do you want to hear this Metallica cover?
Yeah.
Okay, let's crank it up. Stay on hold for more of Lemmy with Motorhead here on KFNX. That was awesome, man.
Oh,
very good, very good. Actually, I like that one better than the original one.
Well, don't sound sorry
to that. Well, luckily, I don't know them.
Listen, I gotta go.
Okay, well, we got a couple people that wanted to say goodbye to you. Hang on just a second. Bring the callers up. Hollywood, are you there?
Yeah.
Say hey to Lemmy.
Hey, Lemmy.
Hi.
This is Hollywood. This is who I was pregnant with when I left L.A., Lemmy.
Mom.
You're practically the godfather of him.
Mom.
Yes, sweetie.
Tell Lemmy that he rules.
Well, but tell him yourself.
No!
So, Lemmy, do you have any children?
Yeah, two.
Do you?
How many?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Do you have any grandkids yet?
No.
Well, that's good, I guess.
I have two kids.
So, Andrea, are you there? We have Andrea on line, too.
Lemmy, when are you to Houston? Lemmy?
When is what?
When are you coming to Houston?
The end of September, sometime the beginning of October, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I know it's moved to a killing, that's the Nashville pussy.
The what? Because I'll be leaving here about the 28th, heading out to Ventura.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I'll get your number from Julie, and I'll give you a call when I'm out there.
Okay.
And I'm looking to put Music Makers back up on the web, and I'll get an interview with you and type it up.
Okay.
Looking forward to meeting with you, Lemmy.
All right. See you then.
Okay.
Okay, well, Lemmy, did you have any jokes or profound thoughts or anything you'd like to share promotional-wise with the crowd?
Don't forget, if you're on your bike tonight, we're right. It makes it easier for us to hit you.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll see you soon, Jules.
Okay, sweetie, you have a good night. You going over to the Rainbow?
Probably.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Well, you have a good night.
You too.
I will talk to you soon.
So long.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to put the... Hey, are we there, guys? Andrew, pull this up.
Yeah.
Who is everybody off the phone?
Yeah.
Call the Rainbow. Tell him he's on his way. Let's get the Rainbow back on.
All right. Hold
on.
Touch
me, I'll be
Dude, yeah. Let's get on the air with this. Do you know the Rainbow Bar and Grill number?
Nope.
Okay, go call the Rainbow.
I don't know the number.
What? How'd you get it while ago?
You wrote it down.
No, I didn't. I didn't have the Rainbow's number.
Dude, I did not have.
Is that the Rainbow? No, that's his number, isn't it?
I guess, yeah.
How did we get the Rainbow on?
I don't know, but you have the Rainbow.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's put some music on and we'll take a break here for a second. What do you guys think? Do you want to take a little bit of a break here with some Motorhead?
Certainly.
Let's tell you. What song do we want to put on? Grab a.
Let's go with whatever's ready to go.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, Andrew's not. He's bailing. Your uncle missed out, didn't he, Andrew?
That he did.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Maybe he was one of those calls that didn't quite make it through. So what are we putting on there? Okay, hold up the CD. Let's see what we got. Oh, boy, the one I don't know. Let's put on, I think it's number 4 or 5. She wants to hear her tape.
Okay.
On the tape, Andrew, it's better.
Because we'll be familiar and we'll understand.
Here we go.
I'm not your help.
knew that I was coming cause you heard my name. But you don't know my game and never felt my pain. Can't read my brain, but you read my lips and got sick of me.
Snakebite Love, and we got Mike from the Rainbow on the line. Mike, are you there?
Hello.
Badass. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, now that Lemmy's not with us, let's talk to real Lemmy. What's up with that?
The real Lemmy. You know what? Of all the rock stars, I'll tell you the three greatest rock stars that I've ever talked to. You know who they are?
Who's that?
Lemmy.
Huh?
It's David Lee Roth.
Uh-huh.
Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, dude.
What happened to Jim Morrison?
Yeah, I wasn't around. I was in Chicago.
You're too young for that.
Yeah, besides he would have had to bounce him a few times, probably.
Who?
Jim Morrison. You're too young for him.
I'm too young. Well, I wasn't here. I was in Chicago.
Well, that's what I mean.
Young.
You're too young for him.
I was old enough, but I wasn't around California then.
Well, the way I figured...
Mario was the guy that was around.
I'd say you probably had to have him arrested or something.
Tell Mario I need to speak with him. This
yeah.
is the girl.
You gotta call
tomorrow
and speak to Mario.
Hey, now, Mike, I want to tell you something. We have the Hollywood Vampire Club renewed up here. Now, I don't know if you, I guess you went on the line a while ago when my daughter Hollywood got on the line. But just to refresh everybody's memory, the sign upstairs at the Rainbow Bar and Grill has John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Keith Moon, Mickey Dolenz, Harry Nielsen, and then the president is Alice Cooper, right?
Right.
Now, he's a local boy here, and I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because actually we have the Hollywood Kids Club and the Hollywood Vampire Club right here on this
and
show, Something
Alice
Wicked.
Alice Cooperstown.
Alice Cooperstown here. Now, what are the odds that we're going to be able to find, like, Pamela DeBar?
I don't know.
Now, that's a girl
that... I don't know how you're going to be able to find them, but they're around.
Yeah?
It sounds like you love your job.
Get a hold of record companies or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, man is loving his work.
Put it this way. Last time I was in the Rainbow, pretty much, Sam Kinison was there.
Sam was one of our best guys that used to come. He was my best customer.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I give Sam a table, he'd give me a $50 tip.
Wow. You'd be lining tables up when he didn't need them, huh?
You better. I love Sam.
Yeah, so who all's in there tonight? Anybody of any...
Tonight's quiet. Tonight, we're coming off that holiday. Everybody's burned out.
Yeah.
So we're tonight, not burned out here, though, in Phoenix.
So tonight's a quiet night coming off the holiday.
Uh-huh.
Usually Tuesdays
are pretty good.
We've got some action going on.
Huh?
Go through Phoenix. We've got some action that we want to put on.
She is the action, though. As the girl, Vampire Girl number one.
How's the weather in Phoenix? Hot?
Hot.
And sunny.
107.
Every day. We should be lizards.
How can you take that heat?
I am beachward bound.
See, one thing about sunny California, it's hot in the day, but it's cool at night.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Hot and sunny every day. What are we, lizards out here?
I got a lot of our customers come from Arizona over there.
They're
yeah,
leaving.
Right, they do.
They're bailing. So, what's Lemmy been known to do in that place that even maybe raised your eyebrow?
What has he been known to do? Lemmy's a quiet guy, but a good guy. He likes to play the video games. He sits there and plays the video games for hours.
I wouldn't have suspected that a bit.
Oh, he loves that video game.
I thought he'd be playing Eileen or something.
Oh, yeah. He's playing Eileen all the time.
Come on, Eileen, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, Eileen. You know that song?
Hell yeah, I do, but that's like an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
At this point in time.
Anyway, no, Lemmy's a good
people.
Guy. Lemmy. One thing about Lemmy, he's so consistent. He's always making money. He's consistent.
Hey, have you ever seen that show London Calling?
No.
Okay, it was a show back in 1984. With MTV.
Hey, Scarlett. Wait a minute. Here's a girl that knows Lemmy for a long time.
Well, hey, let's talk to her.
Scarlett.
We finally get women on the phone. Lemmy's bailed.
She's got those net stockings on, those net seams up the back.
Oh, man.
With a fair skirt on.
No wonder Lemmy talks to
her. Ooh, she's hot. And no silicone. All right, Scarlett.
In Silicon Valley, huh?
She's got the real
thing. Sounds like me. No silicone.
No skill. I'm going to let you talk to Scarlett here.
Okay.
She knows Lemmy for years. Hold on. Here's Scarlett.
Lemmy?
He's not on the air anymore. He left about 10 minutes ago to head over to your place. So now
really?
We can talk about him, Scarlett. What's up with him?
Oh, he's a wonderful person.
I
he's
know
great.
That.
He's talented. He's creative.
Mm-hmm.
He's charming. He's the best.
Yeah?
Everybody wishes they could be that.
Yeah? Or wrestle him.
Pardon me?
Or wrestle him.
Or what?
Wrestle. Well, no, it's, who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
God. You don't want me to say that, do you? Listen, I wish him much success. He's a wonderful man.
Oh, yeah.
A
wonderful, talented, gifted person.
Woman.
And Lemmy will always have my vote as a creative, talented musician.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Scarlet Fire, and I will be putting my band together, the Storm Riders, and you'll hear from me.
Excellent. Well, you're on radio right now.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm on radio?
You're on the radio.
You are
in Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, Phoenix,
I'm looking
Arizona.
Forward.
Hi, my aunt was an architect.
We're ending
there.
Our show to. We're ending
okay,
the show right now, but you are there, baby.
I'd like
you
to have your
there.
CD sent out. Could you do that for me, Scarlet?
Okay, this is Scarlet Fire from the Storm Riders, and you'll hear from me. But Lemmy is a great musician. I respect him. He's a charming man.
Do you have an email?
Very wonderful.
Hey, you have any contact number that you can give out to me over the air that won't get you stalkers or whatever?
Yeah, I can't do that, but guess what, Phoenix? I love you. I spent time there, and I'll be back
right
to jam in your city.
We love people that love Phoenix.
Stacey Dunn.
My aunt lives there. I'm a quarter Apache Indian.
Are you?
Yes, and I was trained by the medicine man of my tribe. I'm like Jim Morrison. That's why my band's called
then
the
you
Storm
know
Riders.
Jim
Riders on the Storm.
The
I
Storm
finished
Riders.
The medicine Jim didn't finish, and I'm taking it to the top.
Awesome.
In the honor of the Indian Nation, Jim, I'd ride.
And you have to know that Jim Morrison is probably my father.
Really? Well, he was my brother, so Mojo's Rising
right
in female
Mojo
form.
Rising.
Mojo's
in
Rising in female
He's
form.
My
Hello,
father.
Phoenix, I love
He's
you, Phoenix.
On.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
From my heart to yours, Phoenix. Until we talk again, may the wind be at your back and everything be blessed in your path.
Hey, thank remember, you. Half of Hollywood's hoping to be discovered. The other half is hoping it won't be. Okay, Andrew, I think we're done.
We're done.
Bye. We're out of here, guys. Something wicked this way goes.